With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. How many councillors are elected and the area each will cover dominated conversation at the last Region of Queens Council meeting. The Municipal Government Act requires all 49 municipalities across Nova Scotia to review the number of representatives on each council every 10 years to ensure there aren't too many or too few elected officials. The Municipal Boundary Review also looks at the size and area they represent to ensure each resident in the municipality has an equal and effective voice at the council table. Mayor Darlene Norman says region staff will review three options: keeping the number of councillors at 7, reducing to 6, or increasing to 8.
Staff will also have to consult the public. Questions such as, you know, are you able to contact your councillor readily? Is your councillor able to get back to you and look after your matters that are municipal in matter? It's about providing good governance to people.
Currently, the Region of Queens' 8,900 electors are divided into 7 districts representing 1,273 citizens on average. The mayor's position makes up the 8th spot on council. Council rules dictate in the event of a tie vote, a motion is defeated, and part of staff's analysis will be to explore the pros and cons of creating an uneven number of voting members to allow a tie-breaking vote. Norman expects staff will bring recommendations forward by June to be presented for public consultation. Those results will be compiled and presented to the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board for consideration in the fall. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.